All right, 5 o'clock. We covered the Harbaugh stuff in the opener. You want it, Odyssey.com Rewind. You can go get it. Rico, you had something you wanted to do with preseason, and I know we have a different approach than the other shows. You know, David loves his preseason news. I loathe it. I genuinely, the only thing I care about is just everyone stay healthy. That's all I care about. None of the performance means a thing to me, good or bad. I just want to bubble wrap people like Jared Goff and Jahmyr Gibbs, etc. But I want to know what Lions see. This is the difference. As Lions fan now, you're entering this season as a Super Bowl or bust team. I understand if you want to gobble up every morsel of preseason news. I just wonder what percentage of the fan base is all in on preseason news and nuggets versus how many are all out. Where I'm not angry hearing about it, but I don't care.
I think more people are all in. I think more people like Kenny, who can't wait for the Lions preseason game tomorrow, and will probably watch a lot more than he cares to admit to us publicly on Friday. I mean, they sold tickets, and they were the workout sessions were sold out, Mike. There were lines of people. I think Lions fans just want to ride this high, and it's an extension of last year, and they want to hear every little bit. The fact that you saw the fights with the Giants, like, yeah, we still got the tough guy, and we're gritting. Who cares about the fine? And, right. You know, nobody's going to say anything like that to us. Nobody's going to push us around. I'm with you. For me, hey, the only news I want to hear is about Christian McCaffrey's hamstring. Other than that, I don't care.
Everybody's healthy. Good. Yeah. Move on.
Yes. Well, he dropped some passes. Don't care. No, he threw an interception.
Look,
don't care.
I know we're in the doldrums, right? Like, I mean, look, we're 17 days from college football. We're not playing NFL football for over a month. And it feels like it's close, but it's not close enough. And I understand. People got businesses to run. You put a Lions article out there, people are going to click on it. But I want to know from you, the listener. Right? From a radio perspective, when you tune into this show, are you looking for training camp updates? Like, I heard Cookies the other day, like, breathlessly breaking down the Malik Nabers fight. And I'm like, who cares? No one died.
He pushed Kirby Joseph and Kirby retaliated.
I also don't understand why you're throwing haymakers at a padded helmet. Well, doesn't make sense to me.
The smartest man in the room was Dan Skipper, who went up to Sewell and was like,
you're not doing this.
Cat Williams, no. No. When you make that much money, you're no longer allowed to fight.
Exactly.
Your job, you pay all of our fines. That's what you pay. That's what you do.
That's a great point. 248-539-9797. Now, David, you're the other end of this.
I am.
You love this stuff.
Yeah, I seem to have changed because I used to not care at all. But now I seem to be leaning towards the Cookies excitement thing because, look, dude, I have no quarterback. Any news I get of a quarterback completing a pass, I'm excited. I want to hear it. I want to see the scramble play of Justin Fields throwing it to George Pickens. I want to see everything. Oh, he went 9-for-11. Okay, here we go. We're getting there.
But what does it mean?
It means that I might get a quarterback. That's what it means.
No, it
David,
doesn't.
So long as they still wear a red jersey or whatever they wear in Pittsburgh, that's not real football. Because you know what happens when you're a quarterback and you wear that jersey? You could take more chances because you know you can't get hit. It was like, it was a Jared Goff pass that he threw to, I don't know who he threw it to. He may have thrown it to J-Mo or somebody. And everybody's like, oh my God, look at this great pass. No, when you go back and rewatch the video, he would have gotten crushed. The defensive lineman played two-hand touch and hit him and kept running, and he still threw the ball afterwards. He didn't run for his life because he knows, you can't touch me, so I can look spectacular out here. Not to bust your bubble.
I hear you, but I haven't had a quarterback in almost, it feels like a decade.
Now, if the Steelers and Tomlin make the quarterbacks live, you'll have something to say, okay, he can handle adversity. But right now?
The throwing the ball up the field is something I haven't seen.
Is that what
seeing
the bar
it
is?
In training? Well, yes.
No, but it's also like, look at the juxtaposition between the shows. Like, it's just like Doug and Scott will spend 20 minutes talking about the 9th wide receiver on the team and how he looked good stretching his hamstrings. I can't get there. Like, I can't do that. Because honestly, the guy's still going to be working at Home Depot. It doesn't matter. Oh, who's going to win that last cornerback spot? Let me help you. Don't care. Ever hear of him? Like, it doesn't matter.
I hear you, but I need to see. Is my offensive line gelling together?
No, you don't see that in the preseason. They run a Tecmo Bowl playbook. It's vanilla schemes.
Just give
him. I'm reaching here, man. I don't have anything anymore.
Just give him.
I'm what old Lions fans used to be like.
You got excited when you saw Malik Nabers out there scoring. Like, yeah,
G-man. Just wait till week three when he blows his knee out. 248-539.
I mean, you just be happy.
We are terrible, preseason or otherwise. The Lions are great, preseason or otherwise. Those things don't change based on calisthenics. Seriously.
I understand.
The only thing I was hoping for was for Penei Sewell to rip Daniel Jones's head off and punt it into the crowd.
Nope. And that's why Skipper, who standing, like, how tall is Skipper? Like, when he stood next to him, it's like, is this man 7 feet tall?
My thing is this. If you're excited, it's fine. All I care about is don't get hurt. No injuries.
Yeah.
That's the only reports I value. Look, if Jahmyr Gibbs in his first carry of the preseason breaks an 80-yard run or gets dropped on his first three carries for -4, it doesn't impact what I think about Jahmyr Gibbs, who's a budding superstar.
No.
That's my point.
Right. The only thing you don't want to see him doing is falling down and grabbing the back of his leg. Like,
yes.
Okay. This is pointless.
Yeah, but correct. When Najee Harris has looked like trash and he actually does something, I'm like, well, maybe we have something here.
No. Because, David,
you'll know September 9th.
The people he's going up against are probably going to be in the XFL.
Blockbuster video.
Well, he did it against somebody. Right. He hasn't done it against anyone.
Right. They're the regional managers of Radio Shack.
248-539-9797. So you are either all in, love the tidbits, you want to follow the whole depth chart, and you value quote-unquote news. Oh, this guy had great reps at practice this week. If you value it, that's fine. Or you're like me. No, thank you. Everybody stay in bubble wrap. And look, we can talk about this too tomorrow. I don't need any starters to play any snaps. Any game. The Lions are a Super Bowl team. You can act like it. You don't have to play anybody. I wouldn't play Jared Goff at all this preseason.
Now, for me, I'm a little different. I would like to see 1 to 2 series. And I would tell the guys this. Here's your deal. You go out and you score a touchdown on the first series, you're done for the day. There's your motivation. There's your carrot. Score, you're done. And we bring in Hendon Hooker and everybody else.
248-539-9797. David, before we get to the callers, ticket text, what do you got?
The only thing I want to hear out of training camp is whether we have a legitimate kicker. That is Mike from Detroit.
Why? You don't use him. Truthfully, I'm not stressing about it anymore. I know what Dan Campbell's going to do.
Brother.
And I know if you need a 54-yarder to win a game, you're not going to hit it. So let's just move it down the line.
While you were gone, watching the ponies, I kept saying, like, oh, my God, we don't have a – it doesn't matter because – if it's 4th and 4, and it's either a 48-yard field goal to win the game, Campbell will be like, F that, let's just go.
The math says go. Right. You have one of the 5 best offenses in football with one of the 3 best play callers. Yeah, they're going. Right. I'm done stressing about it. Right. Why? Because they don't prioritize it. And if they need a huge kick, I will expect them to miss it and be pleasantly surprised if and when they don't. David, go ahead.
Obviously want to hear about injuries, but other than that, I could care less.
See, that, Kenny, that's going to be you 3 plays into the game. You're going to be all excited. You'll have your first bite of your pizza, and it's going to hit you. What the hell am I doing with my life?
Or you become guy who every carry that Jahmyr Gibbs, like, okay, go out of bounds, go out of bounds.
That I think is the first thing that's going to come into my mind when some of the younger players that I actually treasure have the ball or are near the ball.
And then.
No.
Don't know what that had to do with it, but.
Someone's asking you, Rico, where can I find a Radio Shack? I think that was your point.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Regional manager of Radio Shack.
Basically. Unemployed.
Right.
Just straighten that out for you. Take care of some business.
I was too clever.
We'll get to the phones next. 97.1. Straight to the people. We lead off the 5 o'clock with Charlie 97.1. What's up, Charlie? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. What's up?
Speaking to this, you know, this training camp off season hype kind of business, I'm more interested in what I'm not hearing. What I'm not hearing this off season is if Frank Ragnow's toe has fallen off and he's not going to be able to play half the games. What I'm not hearing is Carlton Davis looks pedestrian at CB1, which is going to be a huge question mark for this team when you've got two rookies behind him. You plan to put Branch at safety, so you and you just lost Mosley, too. Poor guy. You know, I'm looking at these key positions. I'm looking at the things that Burkett and Justin Rogers, all those boys, aren't you know, posting, which is that I have a problem at center. I have a problem at cornerback one. You know, all of this coverage is terrific, but you've seen kind of in the league the last few years these teams use these joint practices as their periods where they roll out their wrinkles, they roll out their new things. So the fans that want to see Jared Goff, they want to see Jameson Williams, they want to see these wrinkles. While I appreciate that they want the assurances that come with, you know, seeing it before it counts, you know, the install is happening in those joint practices.
I agree totally. Charlie, they have replaced preseason football. Mm-hmm. The joint practices and those reps, that's what coaches really go on.
Yeah.
The preseason stuff is for the guys barely making the roster. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's controlled chaos where, you know what, let's run that play again. And, you know, you can put pressure on the quarterback, but it's just an unwritten rule. Don't hit the other team's quarterback because somebody's going to hit yours.
Correct.
Absolutely. And there's that element where the coaches, they're standing on the field next to each other, and they can control some of those variables. Ben Johnson knows where he wants his team to get tested.
Right.
He wants to control those variables in the safe setting where you don't have a guy who might be working at Ace Hardware 6 months from now coming at Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know? Charlie, the worst thing that can happen to any quarterback in preseason is try hard guy.
But
just
again,
trying to make a name for themselves.
I look at a team like the Bears or I look at a team like the Vikings. If I have a rookie quarterback, I think the reps actually are very important, meaning you need live fire. You just got to get in here and play football.
But Bears said, we're not playing our rookie.
Right.
You're going to just sit and bubble wrap.
Listen, it's a disagreement I have with them. That's all I'm saying. I don't think a rookie has earned the right to do the things that Jared Goff has earned the right to do. Or if I have Patrick Mahomes.
Can you answer this question? No smarm. What would you do with Daniel Jones? Because he's been in the league for a while. Would you play him?
I'd do what Mooch did to James, the running back. What was his name?
Okay, I know where you're going with this.
He ran him 9 times until he blew his shoulder out in Buffalo. I'd play Daniel Jones until he can't play no more.
Yeah, okay.
No, I think you have to play Daniel Jones because, A, you've missed essentially the last 2 of the last 3 years. You also have so many new pieces. They have to hit the ground running. No, I think he has to play. They have to know the stability of his knee and his vertebra and his neck. You got to play the guy.
Yeah.
No smarm. Got to play him. But Goff? Super Bowl team? No.
Bubble. No, I know what you're talking about. What was it? They called him Little Man.
It was Tennessee.
James Stewart?
James Stewart.
Yeah.
Moot, this was a meaningless preseason game. And he was, run him again. He turned him into Lorenzo White.
The fourth game of the preseason.
Right, and he blew his shoulder out, and he was one of the team's best players.
Mm-hmm. Mistakes were made.
Yes. We go to Chris, 97.1. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys, hard to follow up a James Stewart reference from early 2000s, man. But
sorry. I know. I did go in the Wayback Machine for that one. Sorry.
Yeah, Corey Schlesinger. I don't know. I find myself every day, and I'm not proud of it, but I'm reading every single training camp observation and reading all the feedback. I'm looking at every publication and just – what I've deduced is that the rest of Detroit sports are so meh or even like awful that this is the only thing that we have hope for if you want to be a sports fan in the city at the moment. So every day you read those observations and just, you know, make sure we're still good
Yeah.
And then, you know, in your, that's kind of it.
No, and Chris, I mean, it's interesting is because, you know, the way we plan our show is like, I don't think I'd be able to, with a straight face, to go on the air, Chris, and be like, all right, we are doing two segments on the eighth receiver and how good he looks in camp. But you're right. When it comes social media or an article, that I think is the better arena for it. I know this team's good. You know what I mean, Chris? All I care about, you don't ever want to read what I just read about Texas. Texas just lost their starting running back, C.J. Baxter, for the season. Blew his knee up. That's all I care about. No injuries.
You don't care that Daniel Jones got in the scuffle?
No, the only thing I was hoping for. Practice? You know what I wanted? I wanted Panay Sewell to land on him and turn into Judge Doom at the end of Roger Rabbit.
You just set him up for that, Chris.
But hey, he had to get in that scuffle. He had to show his teammates he was Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
Not Daniel anymore.
Right, he's got the full beard now.
Chris, I wish he would show his teammates his new address. I can't. No, I was hoping like
maybe. How would you handle Daniel Jones winning the MVP this year?
Be amazing. I'd have a great time. I don't have to like him. I root for the helmet.
I'm just wondering.
I root for the helmet.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I subscribe to the team.
Mm.
I don't care. I don't like Eli Manning. I like the Giants. Okay. There's a difference.
Okay. Eli Manning is eligible to make the Hall of Fame.
As he never. Should.
No, he shouldn't. Dead serious. He will be one of the worst quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame. Go look at the numbers. I stand by it. Go look. That doesn't matter. Here, and you're number one.
Just exchanging numbers here.
You can put up a two, and I'm putting up a one.
I'm telling you peace. If you're telling me. Yeah.
Listen, we're talking Lions Super Bowl or bust. Don't get me started. If you want to do an Eli Hall of Fame induction show, I'll do it. He does not deserve to be in. And you know it in your heart. You're just doing this to, oh, look at me. I'm going to mess with Mike.
I can't wait for February, the week of the Super Bowl, when they name him a Hall of Famer. First ballot. Oh, man.
You know what? I'll be John Jansen.
Yeah! Pull up the numbers. He's not a Hall of Famer. Pull him up. You don't believe me. Pull him up.
Oh, I believe you.
How many 500 quarterbacks are in the Hall of Fame?
I know what
How many quarterbacks who have no playoff wins in 14 of the 16 seasons they played? How many of those guys are in? Mm-hmm. How many quarterbacks are in the Hall of Fame who breathe through their mouth?
More.
Not many.
More
Eli Manning, mouth breather.
More Super Bowl victories than Dan Marino.
Go ahead, David. Didn't have a sweet freak out on Inside the NFL. Yeah, Kenny, you ever seen that? This could be Kenny's highlight of the day. Yes. Dan Marino freaking out while they're taping Inside the NFL, one of the all-time greats. It's the best. David, give me a couple of ticket texts here.
I realize how pointless preseason football is when the 08 Lions went 4-0, followed by an 0-16 in the regular season. Stay healthy and then move on. That's all I care about.
That cements it. I think if you have a rookie quarterback, it's even useless because what are the defenses not doing? Game planning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
It's vanilla.
Very much so.
Can't do it.
But I love to see my quarterback throw up the field.
David, hold on. I know we're doing lines. You mean to tell me in a sincere manner you're making determinations about Justin Fields and Russ Wilson over preseason? Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
He is. He is.
That's worse than your sweatshirt.
He knows. Well, Fields is going to be starting and running with the first team.
He's going to be returning kickoffs.
No, he's starting
quarterbacks.
No, he's not.
He's starting quarterback in this game.
He's going to play the first game. He's going to start, yes.
So, Dave is going to be there with the whole clipboard. And okay.
I know what it looks like plays. When Brandon Ayuk gets there.
Okay. Hey. Send over those draft picks. That's all I got to say.
All right, go ahead, David.
I'm a Cowboys fan, begrudgingly, he says. The last thing I need to hear is about dysfunctional my team is all summer. Just get me to game one so we can start another depressing season.
Yeah, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. It's very simple. I like the reports that Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni hate each other. That helps the Lions. I like the reports that Ayuk might get traded. Helps the Lions. Those things I can look at and make sense of. But, I mean,
But see, for me, the Lions turn the page when none of that matters because you're just the best team.
Jim Costa did 26 minutes the other day bemoaning the Lions' third string kicker not getting a fair shot.
Jim Costa calls and texts me constantly doing victory laps over Brandon Ayuk and Trent. Oh, look, at your team's falling apart. I'm like, if my team falling apart doesn't necessarily mean your team's going to get better. Okay, worry about your team.
Well, last week was bad, Mike. You weren't here last week, but they were out at training camp every day. He was excited when they just came out to warm up.
No, it's unbelievable.
Like, what?
Did you see the stretch?
They're just stretching.
John, did you just stretch like that?
Costa lately has been one step from like, John, tell me a football story. Jesus. It's a good thing the kid lost his voice. Is he going to be in tomorrow? He's supposed to do the Big Ten preview with me on Cash the Ticket. Oh. Way he sounded today. I don't know, man.
I think that's an executive decision of
it's all right.
The Valini production.
I'll take care of it. Okay, David, couple of ticket texts. We'll get Rieger in the mix. And if you missed the Harbaugh stuff, you can get it. Odyssey.com Rewind. I thought we had a very measured approach to it. You do what you want with it. David, what do you got, buddy?
Yeah, regarding the preseason, someone says, I don't care who plays. I just watch football. Todd in a car. But
you know what I think part of it is, too? Is the preseason to me is free agency and the draft. That marks the preseason for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much football, and it stretches across so much of the year.
And I would even throw the combine in there.
Yes, I can't get excited about summer camp.
No, because all you want to know, my guy's safe.
Right.
Didn't get injured.
Jared Goff, bubble wrap, done.
Because one of your guys go down, then now all of a sudden you care. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? But other than that, yeah, don't care.
I'm out on the preseason. Let me know when it counts. Just keep everyone healthy.
Amen. And I can't wait to monitor Kenny. How many plays does he watch in that game before he turns the channel?
Oh, no. Kenny's going to watch, but he's going to turn into, you know, overprotected mother. No, go out of bounds. Slide. Don't tackle. No. Don't get injured.
All right, you made the catch. Go ahead and fall down now. That's
right.
What he's going to do, yeah.
No yak. Just, nope, we're done. Take the knee.
Ticket text here says, it keeps my mind watching preseason off the upcoming election. So, yes, I'm going to watch.
Well, that's fair.
That's different.
I'm not mad about it. I mean, dude, do whatever you got to do. It's just we're 17 days from college football. And I know week zero, the games suck. But at least it's real and it's on the record, right? It might be Ball State and Tennessee. It's a real football game. But you are a month away. This is the other problem. The NFL, they just drag it out. Now, what is it? September 5th is the opener on Thursday night. Lions will play the 8th or 9th, whatever it is. Think about that. It's August 7th. We're nowhere close.
No, you're right.
Now, yeah, 2-3 weeks from now, then it's a little different. But, man, it's just like college is what's on the horizon. The pros still feels eons away to me. Rieger, what's your side of this? You all in or all out preseason?
Well, I think it's time to ask the Jim Costa question. Are you willing to forego the last month?
No, absolutely not.
To get the football? No,
I told you. Absolutely not.
It does ridiculous. Feel long. Football, the NFL always feels so far away.
Yeah.
But,
and once again,
thank you, David.
If we lived in San Diego, yeah, I would go ahead and fast forward.
Right, every day is today.
Yes.
I must say, though, I mean, listen, I am not wishing any time away because I'm an old man. With that being said,
you just got done saying you wish you could get out from underneath this kid of yours.
Excuse me?
You wish you could leave and start a new life. Listen, that's what you said out there.
I will. Yeah, that was my contribution of last week.
You told me, Mike, get me a new identity.
No,
I don't want to do this no more.
Although I did think about fast forwarding in a month. When my kid is back in school, we get football and I can golf during the day.
So do you view your child's education as essentially paid daycare?
I have no comment.
You do.
Say, don't ask him that
you,
question.
You man. View, so basically.
It's a win-win. She gets educated, I get a little daddy time.
Anything that he can
What's
do to golf, he's okay with.
I think he's one of these people who will never admit it. He don't like having a kid.
Go. Oh, will you stop?
That's how I feel.
That is unbelievable. That is...
I can say it to you because I've known you for 20 years.
No, that is ridiculous. I love my child.
Disclaimer.
I think there's different layers to the onion. I think he loves having his kid, but there's layers there.
Duh.
I mean, listen, are there times when I get a text message?
Rieger, stop.
Can you play a little golf at 7 in the morning? I got to say no. Yeah, that is not Rieger, the greatest.
Rieger, treat it like the
criminal. I love my family.
Anything you say can and will be held against you.
You should stop talking.
Stop talking.
I am a very happily married family man. And that too, apparently.
Oh, by the way, two new drops that have made appearance on today's show. Go ahead, David, hit it.
It should be great. Oh, wow, you're a racist, too.
We were talking about NC State's football helmets.
Oh, wow.
And
this nation has a culture problem.
Here's David with his balls in a vice.
Oh, you know what that is? You know what that is?
No, what?
Oh, that's he's getting the Costa, the Otto, and the me.
What does that mean?
Dude, this radio station, I have no idea who the initial victim was, but this radio station has spread this virus that makes you lose your voice.
No.
Makes you get it. Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. He admitted to feeling a little under the weather yesterday. That's how it starts.
What?
Yeah.
David, what are you doing?
I struggled the last five days. Yeah. I'm finally back.
What happened?
I don't know what it is, but we've had multiple members of this radio station get it.
Well, Costa's dead.
Yeah, I mean, Costa.
He couldn't finish that show today.
Did you hear him today?
Oh, it was a struggle.
I heard him, and it was dead air because John wouldn't talk.
Well, obviously, that's like every day. But Costa. Well,
they're preparing for tonight, that Michigan thing.
Well, that's true. But Costa texted me last night. I was on the air, and my voice was awful. And he's like, how do you get better? I'm like, I don't know.
Is that where Wojo's at? Is he down at this Michigan thing?
Yeah, you know it.
Of course.
He's down at the cult meeting.
All the Michigan people are, you know, putting on a nice little show.
Right, I was just like, how come I'm maybe just finding
be
out
like
about
when Rich
this?
Rod saying you raise me up, they're all going to hold hands down there?
Let me ask you this.
Have a vigil for Jim.
Do you think they're upset the Harbaugh news broke today instead of tomorrow?
No.
No, because they'll just ignore it. That's all they do.
They won't ignore it. They'll just say how, you know, this is just all brought up by Sparties and Buckeyes. And, hey, we won the title.
All right, so
scoreboard.
I asked this question the other day. Let me ask you guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Harbaugh did everything you could ever want as a Michigan fan. Mm-hmm. Okay, now they know he's a cheater, but still. He played there, was an icon there as a player, and then won you the Natty, something nobody thought you could do.
Okay.
When's he get a statue?
Well, I brought that up.
Does he get a statue?
I don't think so.
I mean, Bo got a statue.
I don't think he never won a championship. Because he's going out. He's just not going out the right way.
Lloyd won a championship and never played there.
First of all, let me say this. I don't care about schools can do whatever they like. I mean, the Bo statue shouldn't be up. I'm sorry. But if they want to put one up. I'll never be there to see it. I don't care. Do whatever you got to do. All statues are something for birds to crap on.
Yeah, but do you think Michigan fans would be okay with it? Considering
I don't know. You talk to them. I don't know.
I don't know
what they're okay.
All right. Don't know.
What are you doing next?
We have, I was listening to
Who's
Doug and
we?
Scott.
So, and by we, you mean you?
The collective we. All the personalities in my brain. We have a great fan question. Lions related. I got it from listening to Doug and Scott as I put up exterior lights around my house.
Cotton candy or hot dogs?
No, we were not talking about the Minnesota State Fair.
Right there. Turn his microphone off. Jeff, I'm sorry you endured that.
It's going to be a fabulous football related show. We got 3 hours and then we got Scoobal at 9:10.
Wait. Was that it, Costa?
I have that right here.
Oh,
sounded like his voice was going back.
It sounded like his voice was horrible. Like, wait, he did it again.
We're out of here. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2.
Bye, guys. Great show today.
Okay, David, couple of ticket texts. We'll get Rieger in the mix. And if you missed the Harbaugh stuff, you can get it. Odyssey.com Rewind. I thought we had a very measured approach to it. You do what you want with it. David, what do you got, buddy?
Yeah, regarding the preseason, someone says, I don't care who plays. I just watch football. Todd in a car. But
you know what I think part of it is, too, is the preseason to me is free agency and the draft. That marks the preseason for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much football, and it stretches across so much of the year.
And I would even throw the combine in there.
Yes, I can't get excited about summer camp.
No, because all you want to know, my guy's safe.
Right.
Didn't get injured.
Jared Goff, bubble wrap, done.
Because when if your guys go down, then now all of a sudden you care. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? But other than that, don't care.
I'm out on the preseason. Let me know when it counts. Just keep everyone healthy.
Amen. And I can't wait to monitor Kenny. How many plays does he watch in that game before he turns the channel?
Oh, no. Kenny's going to watch, but he's going to turn into, you know, overprotected mother. No, go out of bounds. Slide. Don't tackle. No. Don't get injured.
All right, you made the catch. Go ahead and fall down now. That's right. What he's going to do, yeah.
No yak. Just, nope, we're done. Take the knee.
Ticket text here says, it keeps my mind watching preseason off the upcoming election. So, yes, I'm going to watch.
Well, that's fair.
That's different.
I'm not mad about it. I mean, dude, do whatever you got to do. It's just we're 17 days from college football. And I know week zero, the games suck. But at least it's real and it's on the record, right? It might be Ball State and Tennessee. It's a real football game. But you are a month away. This is the other problem. The NFL, they just drag it out. Now, what is it? September 5th is the opener on Thursday night. Lions will play the 8th or 9th, whatever it is. Think about that. It's August 7th. We're nowhere close.
No, you're right.
Now, yeah, 2-3 weeks from now, then it's a little different. But, man, it's just like college is what's on the horizon. The pros still feels eons away to me. Rieger, what's your side of this? You all in or all out preseason?
Well, I think it's time to ask the Jim Costa question. Are you willing to forego the last month?
Absolutely not.
To get the football? No,
I told you. Absolutely not.
It does feel long. Football, the NFL always feels so far away.
Yeah.
But,
and once
again, thank you, David.
If we lived in San Diego, yeah, I would go ahead and fast forward.
Right. Every day is today.
Yes.
I must say, though, I mean, listen, I am not wishing any time away because I'm an old man. With that being said,
you just got done saying you wish you could get out from underneath this kid of yours.
Excuse me?
You wish you could leave and start a new life. Listen, that's what you said out there.
I will. Well, yeah, that was my contribution of last week.
You told me, Mike, get me a new identity. I don't want to do this no more.
Although I did think about fast-forwarding in a month. When my kid is back in school, we get football and I can golf during the day.
So do you view your child's education as essentially paid daycare?
I have no comment.
You do?
Say, don't ask him that
you,
question.
You man. View... So basically...
It's a win-win. She gets educated, I get a little daddy time.
Anything that he can
What's
do to golf... He's okay with.
I think he's one of these people who will never admit it. He don't like having a kid.
Oh, will you stop?
That's how I feel.
That is unbelievable. That is.
I can say it to you because I've known you for 20 years.
No, that is ridiculous. I love my child.
Disclaimer.
I think there's different layers to the onion. I think he loves having his kid, but there's layers there.
I mean, listen, are there times when I get a text message?
Rieger, stop.
Can
talking.
You play a little golf stop, at Rieger. 7 in the morning? I got to say no. Yeah, that is not Rieger, the greatest.
Rieger, treat it like the
I love my family.
Anything you say can and will be held against you.
You should stop talking.
Stop talking.
I am a very happily married family man. And that's too, apparently.
Oh, by the way, two new drops that have made appearance on today's show. Go ahead, David, hit it.
It should be great. Oh, wow, you're a racist, too.
We were talking about NC State's football helmets.
Oh, wow.
And
this nation has a culture problem.
Here's David with his balls in a vice.
Oh, you know what that is?
No, what?
Oh, that's he's getting the Costa, the Otto, and the me.
What does that mean?
Dude, this radio station, I have no idea who the initial victim was, but this radio station has spread this virus that makes you lose your voice.
No.
Makes you get it. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. He admitted to feeling a little under the weather yesterday. That's how it starts.
What?
Yeah.
David, what are you doing?
I struggled the last five days. Yeah. No, I'm finally back.
What happened?
I don't know what it is, but we've had multiple members of this radio station get it.
Well, Costa's dead.
Yeah, I mean, Costa.
He couldn't finish that show today.
Did you hear him today?
Oh, it was a struggle.
I heard him, and it was dead air because John wouldn't talk.
Well, obviously, that's like every day. But Costa.
They're preparing for tonight, that Michigan thing.
Well, that's true. But Costa texted me last night. I was on the air, and my voice was awful. And he's like, how do you get better? I'm like, I don't know.
Is that where Wojo's at? Is he down at this Michigan thing?
Yeah, you know it.
Of course.
He's down at the cult meeting.
All the Michigan people are, you know, putting on a nice little show.
Right, I was just like, how come I'm just finding out about this?
Maybe it's going to be like Rich Rod saying, you raise me up, they're all going to hold hands down there?
Let me ask you this.
Have a vigil for Jim.
Do you think they're upset the Harbaugh news broke today instead of tomorrow?
No.
Like it?
No, because they'll just ignore it. That's all they do.
They won't ignore it. They'll just say how, you know, this is just all brought up by Sparties and Buckeyes and, hey, we won the title.
All right, so
scoreboard.
I asked this question the other day. Let me ask you guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Harbaugh did everything you could ever want as a Michigan fan. Mm-hmm. Okay, now they know he's a cheater, but still. He played there, was an icon there as a player, and then won you the Natty, something nobody thought you could do.
Okay.
When's he get a statue?
Well, I brought that up.
Does he get a statue?
I don't think so.
I mean, how Bo got a statue.
I don't think he never won a championship. Because he's going out, he's just not going out the right way.
Lloyd won a championship but never played there.
First of all, let me say this. I don't care about, schools can do whatever they like. I mean, the Bo statue shouldn't be up. I'm sorry. But if they want to put one up, put one up. I'll never be there to see it. I don't care. Do whatever you got to do. All statues are something for birds to crap on.
Yeah, but do you think Michigan fans would be okay with it? Considering
I don't know. You talk to them. I don't know.
I don't know
what they're okay.
All right. Don't know.
What are you doing next?
We have, I was listening to Doug and Scott.
And by we, you mean you?
The collective we, all the personalities in my brain. We have a great fan question, Lions related. I got it from listening to Doug and Scott as I put up exterior lights around my house.
Cotton candy or hot dogs?
No, we were not talking about the Minnesota State Fair.
Right there. Turn his microphone off. Jeff, I'm sorry you endured that.
It's going to be a fabulous football related show. We got 3 hours and then we got Scoobal at 9:10.
Wait. Was that it, Costa?
I have that right here.
Oh,
sounded like his voice was going back.
It sounded like his voice was horrible. Like, wait, he did it again.
We're out of here. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2.
Bye, guys. Great show today.